This podcast replay is brought to you by A. Lenny Locksmith Services. From lockouts to lock changes for home or business, car key replacements, and programming for all model cars. 24 hours a day, go to the website at alennylocksmith.com.
Let me explain something. When Teron, because a lot of you were asking me this on Twitter, when Teron Armstead goes out and it became this domino effect, I want you to think about this, okay? Because a lot of people don't think about this kind of stuff. You are on one side of the football, right or left. You are habitually doing everything one way. Your steps, the way you approach everything. If you're on the right side, everything is different with your footwork on the right side than it is on the left side. Poor Brandon Schell. This guy came off the street, had to get a couple weeks into to getting conditioned. Then fought his ass to win that right tackle job. And he's there, right tackle, right tackle, right tackle. And all of a sudden, now you've got to go play left tackle. And usually you're facing the better athletes on that side, because that's usually where the right defensive end lines up, which is usually your better pass rusher. And so all of a sudden, you're now on the left side where you're habitually doing everything right-handed. Now you've got to do everything left-handed. That was one hell of an adjustment for Brandon Schell. And then that becomes an adjustment for Robert Jones, who then has to worry about Brandon Schell and what he has to do. And he's got to do his job and worry about him just in case if something isn't picked up, some kind of a stunt. And then all of a sudden now you get Greg Little in the game. And then this changes the entire complexion of everything. Because now all of a sudden you've really gone two steps down to Greg Little. Because if it's something we've learned, Greg Little is not very good. He's bad. I don't even know how he holds on to a roster spot. But it shows you also, left tackles don't grow in trees. They're hard to find. They're hard to find like franchise quarterbacks. And this is why when we say the five most important positions in football, quarterback, left tackle, pass rusher, number one wide receiver, and shutdown corner. Those are the ones that are so hard to find. And when you have them, you've got to embrace them. And this is where they went in the Teron Armstead direction, and these are the gambles that you've got to take, unfortunately. So, you know, but they are 8-3. McDaniel has pushed all the right buttons overall. If you're not, you know, here's the other thing. Some guy sends me a text. Well, Josh Boyer, and he starts to, you know, rip into Josh Boyer. Josh Boyer doesn't have the secondary that he would like in order to rush the passer like he would like. And his defense is completely different right now. And he's had to adjust. And he doesn't really have the players in a way in the secondary to be completely zone all the time. So he's switching up between zone and man. But he's got a lot of young guys in there and guys that are learning. You know, it's sometimes it gets to a point where it's unrealistic by some fans. And you think he can do the same things that he was doing before when Byron Jones is healthy and playing and X is 100% healthy. I don't know where X is. That was a nice interception through his legs. It wasn't an interception, but he caught the ball in the back end of the end zone. Did you notice how he caught it and brought it through his legs? That was actually a really cool little like basketball move that he made. So I don't know if he's getting healthier. But, you know, and remember, he had the 2 weeks off, so maybe that helps him out a little bit. But I just think there's a domino effect to a lot of the things that happened, and it was kind of survival mode in the second half. And they've just got to adjust to all of this. And it's not easy. You know what I'm saying?